AP News, I'm Haya Panjwani. An earthquake shook the New York City area today with a preliminary magnitude of 4.8, according to the U.S. Geological Survey. Employers added 303,000 jobs in March, AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
The strong jobs report is another sign of economic strength.
This is just a very solid number. I think this is the kind of jobs report that the Federal Reserve wants to see.
That's Gus Fauché, the chief economist at PNC Financial Services Group, who says don't expect the Fed to cut rates at its next meeting in a few weeks.
They want to see more of a slowing in inflation before they start to cut rates. That being said, I do think that we will see rent growth slow in particular over the next few months, and that will give the Fed the confidence to cut interest rates when they meet in June.
The unemployment rate dipped to 3.8% from 3.9% in February. I'm Shelley Adler.
There's a new statement from the World Central Kitchen, which lost 7 workers in Gaza in an Israeli airstrike. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
It remains unclear whether the punishments and apology from Israel would calm an international outcry over the deaths of the World Central Kitchen workers or reassure international aid groups that it's safe to resume operations in Gaza, where nearly a third of the population is on the brink of starvation. In a statement, the Food Charity calls the investigation and disciplinary actions important steps forward. However, it adds, it's also clear from the preliminary investigation that the IDF has deployed deadly force without regard to its own protocols, chain of command, and rules of engagement. Further, without systemic change, there will be more military failures, more apologies, and more grieving families.
The Israeli military said earlier today that it dismissed 2 officers for their role in the drone strikes. This is AP News. Stocks rose on Wall Street today, and Treasury yields climbed following a hot U.S. jobs report.
I'm Damian Troisi, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks gained ground on Wall Street, and Treasury yields rose Friday following a hot U.S. jobs report. The S&P 500 rose 0.2%, the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 8 points, and the NASDAQ Composite rose 0.4%. U.S. employers added a surprisingly strong number of jobs in March, which bodes well for the economy but could complicate the Federal Reserve's path ahead for interest rates. Wall Street is hoping the central bank will start cutting interest rates in June, but strong economic data and worries about inflation reheating could give the Fed a reason to hold off on easing its benchmark rate.
AP correspondent Joey Cappelletti reports that Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer is releasing a new book called True Gretch.
It amidst a fast rise to becoming one of the Democratic Party's most prominent figures.
I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.